Welcome back to Talking Baseball on KNBR, the sports leader, Bill Lasky, interviewing a good friend of mine. He used to wear the orange and black. Now his apparel is brown and yellow. You can follow him on Twitter at Mudcat55. Let's bring in Mark Grant today. How you doing today, Mark?
Bill Lasky, a.k.a. Tree, former teammate, always friend. You know what? My life is complete now that I'm talking to you. It's good to join you, my friend.
Well, it's always great talking baseball with you. And, man, I tell you what, a lot of things going on in baseball. But I want to get your thoughts on a few things before we get into the Padres. And the first one is, since the Houston Astros got caught cheating, it seems like baseball is freaking out about sign stealing. But now what I'm observing more, Mark, is the pitcher-catcher crisscrossing, not knowing what pitch is coming. Your observations on this?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I think we have seen more and more, and it's evident if you're a baseball fan to watch on TV, everybody reaching into their pocket and getting their little cue card out and finding out what series of signs they're going to use. And when you talk about cross-ups, I think one of the reasons, Bill, is that it's so complex right now. But how I can't answer that because I don't know how complex. I've never been in a meeting. I've never seen one of the cards.
Right.
But I don't know if these guys, if they're thinking too much and there's just so much information overload that occasionally they're expecting that they get a fastball or vice versa. And then next thing you know, everybody's moving up 90 feet. And, you know, it seems to be an easy situation to correct. But once again, I'm not in the meetings. I don't know the dialogue between the pitchers and catchers and coaches. And you know what? Everybody is on the same page as far as they want to have the most complex coding of signs so the other team doesn't pick up, because there's always people trying to, you know, get an advantage one way or the other. So I think that might be one of the reasons why.
Yeah, it just seems like some sooner or later a catcher is going to get a thumb bruise or something's going to happen where he hurts his wrist. It's just too complex. It's too hard. I think it needs to be easier, like when we had it, first sign after two, or you shake off and the next sign down. I mean, it's getting way too complex. And I think with a lot of young pitchers coming in from the bullpen and you get a mound visit, and by the time everybody leaves, I'm sure he's scratching his head going, what was that sign? What number am I supposed to use?
Yeah.
And it just kind of, it's just too, it should come a little easier. And it all came from, of course, the Astros being caught sign stealing. But another point is velocity. All these pitchers trying to break the 100-mile-an-hour mark. And what's that happening, Mark, is more walks. It seems like they're just trying to overthrow. There's no hitting the target or setting up hitters. I'd like to know your observation on that.
Yeah, well, everybody knows, if you're a fan, and me in particular, you know, it's really sexy to look at the radar gun reading and see 99, 100, and 101, and the guys who, you know, throw over 100. You know, there's, you know, I mentioned this the other day. We were talking, you know, you and I experienced playing back in the, you know, back in the 80s. And, you know, remember the old gun? The old gun registered the ball at the. The guns now register out of the hand. And there's a roll down effect. Out of the hand, the ball might be 98, but at home plate, it's 89 or 90. Mm-hmm. So there's a roll down effect. But it looks really good for the fans. But as far as guys, you know, trying to throw the ball through the wall, you know, I'm an advocate of hitting your spots. And there are pitchers out there who don't throw hard at all and have tremendous success because they change speeds and they hit their spots.
We're talking to Mark Grant on Talking Baseball. A couple other things before we get into the Padres. Why do you think most starting pitchers and even relief pitchers all come in throwing from the stretch? Do you think it's just being relaxed? Do you think the windup is going to be totally gone pretty soon?
You know what? I don't know. You know, as far as the pitchers with the windup and stuff, I think it's a situation where hitters, or pitchers rather, they want to have fewer moving parts and make it kind of simple. I am an advocate of, I like to have the whole body being used, you know, go from the full windup. I like the over the head thing, but you know, it's subjective. Everybody has their own little thing to where.
Right.
If you want to,
Mark,
could
you imagine in the 80s when we were pitching, somebody came in as a starting pitcher and went from the stretch? What kind of abuse he would have taken?
Yeah, and there were guys who had abbreviated windups and stuff like that, but still, Very, very few times you saw a guy, having coming into a ball game to start a ball game and going from the stretch. It just never happened.
Yeah, I think your pitching coach would probably say, you want to be a reliever? Okay, let's go down and be a bullpen guy then. There's no way a starting pitcher's
done. I was one of those guys. And when I went to the bullpen to, towards the end of my career, I wanted to keep it simple. And I always went from the stretch just because, I wanted to eliminate problems in my mechanics and my delivery. So I just went from the stretch to just keep it simple, easy with the leg kick, out with the, the hand out of the glove and then up top and through. So that's basically why I elected to go from the stretch.
I think your point is being comfortable. I think any pitcher is out there, as long as you're comfortable in what you're doing and you're throwing strikes, it doesn't matter if it's wind up or you don't see too many guys coming up over their head with the wind up anymore.
Right.
You used to do that. I used to do it, and now it's all cut down. But let's start talking some Padres here. Let's talk about tonight's starter, Blake Snell. Blake Snell, of course, a Cy Young winner back in Tampa in 2018. Really hasn't got deep into games. Only lasted five and a third so far. Is this something that the Padres are looking at?
I think in the long run, Blake Snell is probably going to go into deep into ball games as the season goes on. Blake, the great thing about Blake, listening to his interviews is that he himself is very accountable and saying, I need to go deeper into games. I need to be more efficient. But, I'm all fine and dandy with pitchers trying to do that. But sometimes, you have to credit the hitters. I mean, Bill, you watch it all the time. Guys that are hitting, they're grinders. They're so good at fighting off pitches, fouling off pitches, and working that pitch count. And that's one of the things that, as a pitcher, and I'm talking about Blake Snell, I'm talking about every pitcher out there, you really have no control over that. You try to make your pitch, and if Justin Turner is a guy with two strikes and he fouls off four pitches, well, you know what? You got to tip your cap to Justin Turner.
Right.
But I think it's a combination. If you throw strikes early, maybe teams will be aggressive, put the ball in play. Therefore, you throw like an 8, 9, 10 pitch inning. But I tell you what, man, these games, they drag out because guys are grinders at the plate. They have a good eye. They have good hand-eye coordination to foul off pitches and work that pitch count.
Well, Mudd, when you look at his splits, left-handers, he is just dominant over. They only got one hit off of him so far. Right-handers, of course, everybody's loading up against him. Second time around, earned run average is up a little higher. Do you think this is when he starts putting a little more panic on pitches, the second time around when they're really looking for certain pitches?
I think he's got the mentality tree to where he kind of just goes after his game and tries to, hit his spots and execute. I don't know the dialogue between he and Victor Caratini as far as when they're pitching and he goes through the second time around if they want to stick with their game plan or change it up a little bit. But, once again, it's a cat and mouse game where the hitters, see him the second or third time around and then they try to get a gauge on what he's trying to throw. But I think the key for Blake Snell is not to overthrow. And like you talked about those splits, down and away with the fastball, glove side, he's really good. With that slider down and away, he's really good. And maybe right-handers, maybe they look, they look to a certain area of the plate and they hunt that fastball or they hunt that breaking ball and then they go to hacking. So, it's all about location, changing speeds. Blake Snell is one of those guys who is accountable and he himself has said that, I need to go deeper into games.
Well, one of the bullpen arms that A.J. Preller picked up is Mark Melancon. Of course, he pitched here for 3 years, and Giant fans are scratching their head because he didn't pitch any way consistently like he's been in the Padre uniform. He has just been lights out. I watched him against the Dodgers, of course, last night, a 1-2-3 inning. Caught a little corner a couple times there, gave a little pitch there, here and there, but it's passed. But your thoughts as you're looking at Mark Melancon and how solid he's been so far as the season's just getting started?
Bill, it's unbelievable when I see Mark Melancon go out there. I mean, you saw him. He throws 91, maybe 92. He throws that cut fastball. He hits his spot. And it goes back to earlier what I was talking about. The guy's hitting their spots. You don't have to light up the radar gun at 101. He's throwing 91. He's got that 12-6 knuckle curveball. Mm-hmm. And, it's almost as if, when guys throw really hard, you got to be really, really quick. But I think with his movement and his location, hitters, maybe it's tough to stay back and let the ball travel, as that's a term you hear quite a bit now. But maybe guys are catching it out in front, they're jamming themselves or whatever. But I tell you what, Mark Melancon is 9 for 9 in saves. Yeah. He's been just a great addition. And once again, it was A.J. Preller signing him. You know, we had Pomerantz. Drew Pomerantz was maybe scheduled to be the closer. You got Emilio Pagan down there. You've got guys with closer experience. But having that Mark Melancon sign was huge for the Padres, and he has come through big time.
Well, one last question. You know, you're good friends with Don Orsolo. He's your partner up in the booth. You guys, you know, hang out. You guys do some dancing. But I'm a little puzzled because I saw this on Twitter the other day where he is putting in tri-tip in the microwave, and he's just looking at it, you know, salivating over it. And what does the camera come to? You eating a PBJ, a peanut butter and jelly. What's going on with that?
Treat, you know, when it's crunch time, what do you go to the old reliable.
Of course.
I mean, come on.
Oh, PB&J
is the go-to for everybody.
Exactly.
I mean, Don is, yeah, and Don, I will say this. Don is one heck of a cook. I mean, he's really, really good. But, you know, he comes to the ballpark and he brings his food. And, you know, he's always talking about, oh, this is, you know, 48-hour dry rub. or this is a vegetable medley or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, really? I got a peanut butter and jelly that took 38 seconds to make, okay?
Okay, MG.
My gut is full and I'm happy.
MG, what kind of jelly are you using?
I love strawberry preserves. I love extra chunky
I'm a grape
peanut
guy.
Butter.
I'm a grape guy. I go grape and peanut butter, but I've got to have it. Do you go white bread or whole wheat?
I love whole wheat. But, I mean, you know what, Tree? You and I, growing up in the Midwest,
that's
what was
right
in front of us on the table,
that's
we
right
ate, it doesn't matter.
Wonder why.
I'll have
right
peanut butter and jelly. I'll have peanut butter and jelly in between two pieces of sandpaper. I don't care. I'll eat it.
Mark Grant, it's always great catching up with you, my friend. It's always great hearing you on the TV side. And you just be safe and hopefully sooner, but take care of yourself. And, hey, take it easy on us, okay? We want to come down and win 2 out of 3.
Well, hey, the Giants are a good team. They're a really good team. They got good pitching. And, Tree, it's always good to talk to you and talk ball. All the best to you and yours.
All right, that's Mark Grant on Talking Baseball. We'll be right back on 104.5 680 KNBR, the sports leader.